SJ, Stongo, Gary Five, Idaho, Jeff Gittos, Muskogee Radio, Mabo Hedges.
All across Oklahoma, Gary Five was known as the voice of Muskogee, a voice familiar to Indian country in large part due to his work on National Native News, a program he helped to pioneer in Alaska in the late 1980s. Diane Kaplan, who at the time ran the Alaska Public Radio Network, says back then the search for a Native American host for a daily news show wasn't easy, but she finally found someone in Minnesota who was passionate about the job.
So I recruited Gary, and there wasn't a second person to recruit at that time that I was aware of. He was literally like the only person I could identify who had the skills to do that. And fortunately, he said yes.
Kaplan says Fife sacrificed a lot for the job. The move to Alaska took him far from home. The pay was lousy, and it fell mostly on Fife's shoulders to build a network of reporters out of a pool of mostly non-natives. In a recent interview, Fife talked about how he used his platform as an opportunity to educate journalists.
Native America is like Europe. Italians are as different from the Russians as the Apaches are from the Senecas. And so we don't speak the same language. We don't all ride horses and chase buffalo. And that was a challenge. So we'd educate the reporters. I think we gained a measure of success in doing that.
At a national minority journalism conference in Atlanta 30 years ago, Fife confronted reporters about how they perpetuate stereotypes.
One of my pet peeves used to be is every news story that we ever saw or heard opened up with a flute. I mean, a lot of tribes don't even use flutes, for God's sakes. I mean, would you use a polka every time you did a story on a German?
Gary was probably decades ahead of his time.
For Native journalists like Angel Ellis, a colleague of Fife's at Muskogee Media, he was as much a journalist as a teacher.
He was the ultimate ambassador, whether it's talking with non-natives or natives, or even people from anywhere else. Gary was at his core a person who loved people and their stories.
In one of his last interviews, Fife was hopeful about the future of Native journalism.
There is a growing cadre of young Native people joining this field, and they're good. And I'm glad to be able to say that I'm seeing these changes during my lifetime.
Changes that Fife helped to set in motion. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.